RC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Actually,
yeah.
It's a workout version of Life is a Highway.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
It's a challenge for him every week to find a new one, but I know you said there's like 200
versions. Oh, there's so many.
It'll probably take us a year before we run out of this song.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not running out of this song. This song's on forever.
Okay. Do you remember what we're talking about today?
I am, and I do. So we are talking about our songs that came up in our playlist for most played in September.
Yes. So obviously yesterday was October 1st, and when I opened my streaming platform, I noticed that it gave me a lovely little report telling me what I had been listening to for the month, and I chuckled and thought, I guarantee you Terry's list is very different than mine. Which it is. So we thought that would be a fun topic for today to share our playlists again. Mine doesn't change very much. These are going to be artists that we've talked about before and maybe even some of the songs, but I picked different songs from the artists this time just to showcase a little bit different of their music. And yours seem to be different because you've been getting ready for Into the Darkness.
Yeah, mine are
listening to other things.
Yeah, absolutely. So mine are completely different from what we've been doing for sure. So yeah, as I get ready for Into the Darkness, which starts tomorrow night, guys, so tomorrow night, midnight, 12 till 2 a.m. I'm super stoked. I hope you guys listen in. You can listen in the archives as well if you don't have time or you're out partying. But anyway, hopefully you will get a chance to come in or listen live. Okay. It'll be great. Tune in. Call in. I'd love to talk to some people. I'll be here in the studio by myself. It'll be a lot of fun.
I keep reminding him that they say that this studio is haunted.
Yeah.
He asked me to keep not putting that in his mind.
Yeah, stop bringing that up. I've got to be honest.
You're midnight till 2 a.m. by yourself.
Yeah, but that's fine. I'm fine with, you know, that. So let's start off with your artist because yours is a little different than mine. And again, with me doing everything and my show tomorrow night is going to feature a little bit of 80s, 90s, alternative, some rap, some hip hop. Early hip hop, obviously, and then some calypso, reggae, reggaeton. It's just going to be just a mass of different stuff. And it's stuff I used to play back in the day. So it's when, like I say, when vinyl ruled the world.
Excellent.
So
I was actually talking earlier today about the demise of TV. And in my mind, that was when they introduced reality TV. So I miss a good scripted sitcom. And the demise of TV was when they introduced reality TV. So a little bit of a segue there. But let's go back to what we're supposed to be talking about,
which is
my artist. So I thought I was very clever because it did give me two of my top artists this month that I have been listening to. And they were Ben Fuller and Casting Crowns. And I thought, oh, I think I've showcased both of them before. But what's interesting is they do a song together. So
yeah.
I thought that I would play their collaboration, which is East to West. And I don't have to say too much about them already. As people know, they're Christian artists, and we love their music. The reason I've been listening to them both so much is they actually bring back both great memories for me. So we've seen the Casting Crowns a number of
where they
we saw them in Nashville. We saw them in Syracuse. I know we saw them a number of other places, but I don't recall where they were. We've seen them at least four or five times. And
we saw them in Boston, Connecticut. Yeah, we've seen them. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to think. Actually, I flew into Florida one time, and Kieran had said, our son had said, they were playing, and he thought it was just somebody playing it loud. They were actually playing just outside the airport at Florida State University.
Oh, cool.
So they were actually playing an event at Florida State when he was there. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that was, so combined with the fact that we were introduced to Ben Fuller this year.
Yeah.
It's a nice memory of us being in Nashville this year is why they, just this music elicits good memories in me.
For sure.
And then when they put these two groups together and they have this beautiful song, which is so meaningful, obviously, it just makes for great listening. And the interesting significance of this song is it did win the 39th GMA Dove Awards. So Dove is the Christian Music Awards. And it took Song of the Year and Pop Contemporary Recorded Song of the Year in 2007. So it was originally released by Casting Crowns in 2007.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is an old one.
Yeah, absolutely. But they reimagined it this year with Ben Fuller, and it's a beautiful version. So why don't you go ahead and play it for us?
Absolutely. Let's get that going. When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness,
on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
Hey.
That was you.
That was me. I'm pretty pumped.
That's fun. That's why I picked it.
Yeah.
I know you like the sound of your own voice.
I do like the sound of my own voice. So anyway, that was Casting Crowns, guys. That's a great song to kick it off for sure, sure. I'm going to talk a little bit about Big Audio Dynamite.
Very different.
Yeah.
Very different.
Literally, they're bad. Big Audio Dynamite.
Oh, I didn't know.
Right.
That's stood for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they are bad. The band formed in London, England in 1984. It was actually a guy named Mick Jones, not to be, you know, misunderstood by Mick Jones or Mick Jonas. So Mick Jones.
Definitely not.
Right? He was fired from The Clash, so he was actually a Clash member. And he joins a guy named Don Letts, and they create this band called Big Audio Dynamite. Okay. And they were really cool. The band quickly distinguishes themselves. They have this punk rock kind of reggae club bass line, some funk, some dance. They're just a really cool band that play this. And this is why I'm going to be, I'm kind of promoing some stuff that I'm going to be playing on my show.
Can we talk about this show?
I know, but I'm just telling you, this is
this show, not tomorrow's show.
I know, but we're talking about my music that we were doing this last month.
I'm pouting.
Yeah, you are pouting.
The audience can't see, but I'm pouting.
Okay, well,
focus on now.
I am. So they literally take samples of movies and songs and just other stuff, and it's really just I love this stuff. So I'm going to just let you play the song. We're going to play this song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it a little bit more, because I think you need to hear them to understand what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So here's a little Bad or Big Audio Dynamite.
If I had my time again, I would do it all the same, and not change a single thing, even when I was to blame for the heartache and the pain that I caused throughout my years. How I learned to be a man through the laughter and the tears. No win, rush ball, a change of atmosphere. I can't go on, so I give in. Gotta get myself right out of here. Now I'm fully grown, and I know where it's at. Somehow I stay thin, while the other guys got fat. Chances that I've blown, and the time that I've been down, I didn't get too high, kept my feet on the ground. Situation no win.
It's delightful, delightful.
Special change of atmosphere.
I wish I could sing like that. It's not everything, singing, you know. The only important thing these days is rhythm and melody. Rhythm and melody.
Yeah. situation now in. Rush for a change of atmosphere. I can't go on, so I give in. Gotta get myself right out of here. Situation now.
So what'd you think?
I did not like that.
No, I know you didn't.
I was making a face.
Yeah, I know. So what I got to tell you about it, though, that's interesting is you can hear Babo O'Reilly from The Who in there kind of mixed in. They've got the film clips. They've got a little bit of everything, right? So you got to think back. This is mid-1980s. So this is new. This isn't, you know, people weren't sampling the way they are now, right?
Yeah, this was revolutionary at the time.
Very much so.
I still don't like it.
Really? You didn't like it, eh?
I didn't really like that. I wasn't sure we were on the same song at one point.
Well, that's the whole point. Like, literally, it changed up. So, it's kind of funny. So, you've got Big Audio Dynamite, and they basically come from 1984 till 1990, and then they kind of change. The whole band breaks apart, and then Big Audio Dynamite 2 comes into play, and totally different lineup. So you look at Big Audio Dynamite from 1984 to 1990, you've got Mick Jones, Don Letts, Leo Williams, Greg Roberts, and Dan Donovan. And then in 1992, they get all new members. They've got Nick Hawkins, Gary Stonage, Chris Kavanaugh, and then with Jones kind of still fronting the band. So Mick Jones is still fronting the band. I should have never made that stupid pun. Now I can't get out of it. So, you know, and they kind of go back and forth. They add some DJs and stuff, and they continue on until about 1997, and then they just disband. And then they literally go away in 97, kind of until about 2007, and then they come back and they start doing some reunion tours under the original name, Big Audio Dynamite, not Big Audio Dynamite 2.
All right.
And then they kind of, you know, do a few festivals and that kind of stuff and just play around until about 2011, and then they just kind of break up forever. But at that point, like, they've got some really good stuff I like to call classics. For me, they're classic songs, this being one of them. Like, if you played this back in the day in a club, this would pack the floor.
Well, that would be the song that I thought of when I thought of Big Audio Dynamite, which I wouldn't. But if I did think about them, this would be the song. And I actually thought at one point they were a one-hit wonder.
No.
I guess they're not.
No, they're not a one-hit wonder. I mean, the band had morphed and changed so much anyway, and they've got other songs, absolutely. But you're going to hear this tomorrow night on my show. This is one of my chosen few, I thought, that would be great to play on my inaugural show tomorrow night. And I've got some others as well. So let's kick off to your stuff, and let's. Who do you got up next for your September love?
Well, fairly straightforward. I have Luke Bryan again.
Of course you do.
We talk about... I can't wait. We've never seen him in concert. Why haven't you taken me to see him? Was he the one that we saw in Central Park? Who was that?
No.
It was somebody else. Another Luke, probably.
No, it wasn't. Hang on.
That was Brad Paisley.
I was about to say it's Brad Paisley because he drove up. Remember, he was in the Mustang. He came in the back of a Mustang, and he was singing live from a Mustang.
Yeah, we went to a taping of Good Morning America.
Yeah.
And it was Brad Paisley live in
Central Park. Yeah. It was really cool.
I don't know why I was thinking it was Luke Bryan. I was wishing it was Luke Bryan.
Was that pre-pandemic?
Oh, for sure.
You think it was?
I do think so, yes.
Yeah, it was at least 2018, 2019.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been in Central Park for a taping of Good Morning America since the pandemic.
No, okay, fair.
Right?
Very fair comment, changed. For sure.
So we've talked extensively about Luke Bryan lots of times about how he is such a good family man. He's had a lot of drama in his life and a lot of things to overcome.
Okay.
And we've, you know, like I said, we've talked extensively about him. So we don't really have to talk about him extensively again today because I want to save room for other songs. But let's go ahead and play the song because the one I wanted to feature today is 'Cause a Country Because a country song came on,
yeah,
which is a very pretty song, and it means a lot to me right now. So if you want to go ahead and play it, then I'll share why it means a lot to me.
All right, I can do that. Let's get that on.
Another long, hard working day gone. Time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna cry but I wasn't gonna stop. Truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar still calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Well, isn't that interesting? I didn't know that much about the Tet Center.
All right. Did you like the song?
I did like the song. I know why you like this song.
Well, there's a lot that's been going on this year around Nashville for us. So
for sure.
As we've shared, we took a trip to Nashville with some friends earlier this year. And then our daughter had her Stagette weekend in Nashville. So we're feeling very sentimental about Nashville and country music. And
absolutely.
This is just a nice, warm, fuzzy song. It was released in November 2024. And this was his 32nd first number one hit single song.
It's crazy.
Which is fantastic. I mean, he's killing it, obviously. Super successful. And I just, the butterness in his voice is just so soothing and beautiful.
Well, I think I've told everybody, him and I are going to be best friends one day.
You're he just doesn't to
know it.
That.
I am manifesting that to no end. I've got to meet Darius Rucker so far, but I didn't get to meet him. So I'm hoping next year when we go to the CMAs, Luke's kicking around and we just, yeah, I go, hey, buddy, let's go for a drink, and we hang out, and we become friends.
I don't know why he would do that with you.
Because
although stranger things have happened, and they happen to you because you have horseshoes up your butt.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
I
it.
Mean, the other thing that, magic.
The other thing that makes me giggle about this song is I do think it is the slightly softer version of But Then I Got High. Is that like Reggae Man or something that sings?
It's Afro Man.
Afro Man.
Yeah,
sings,
yeah.
I was, you know, going to apply for a job, but then I got high. I was going to go to school, but then I got high. And this is a little bit softer version of it, but I also like that song because it's funny. That's all I have to say about that. So over to you. What's
right.
next on your playlist?
So next on my playlist is a personal favorite of mine from the early 90s. Her name is Patra. She originally came out as Lady Patra. So she was originally born as Dorothy Smith. She was born in Kingston, Jamaica, not Kingston, Ontario.
Okay.
November 22nd, 1972, if anyone's interested. Probably not, but I'm giving you those facts. She grew up singing in church, and during her teen years, she developed a real passion for singing and became a DJ, actually.
Okay.
And she started playing in dance halls and was like a dance hall MC and that style of music. So a lot of reggae, reggaeton, and stuff that I'm going to mix in through my lovely show.
You have referenced your show tomorrow night every time you've spoken.
I know, it's fantastic.
I'm going to get a buzzer, and I'm going to beep you every single time you make reference to your other show.
Yeah, sorry. So, I mean, she literally started off just having some what they refer to as Jamaica fame. So she was just Jamaica famous, so she was pretty popular in Jamaica. And then in about 1993, she came out with this song that I'm going to play, and it's called Queen of the Pack. And it is now and will ever be her, I guess it's her one-hit wonder,
okay.
If for lack of a better words. I don't think it's a one-hit wonder. I think it's just her massive hit. She's done a ton of collaborations with a lot of different DJs and MCs and other reggae artists and in that kind of genre as well. And you'll hear that on my other show. I won't talk about that show, but you will hear about it on my other show as well.
Imagine, listeners, that I'm kicking him under the chair.
Yeah. So this song actually was certified gold in the U.S., for selling over 500,000 copies. She's got some other notable tracks called Worker Man, which was a crossover hit, and it did really well in the R&B dance pop charts as well. So again, that whole collaboration thing. And then she does some really cool kind of slow R&B vibes with a song called Romantic Call, and it features another artist called Yo-Yo.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, she later leaves the music industry. So in the early 2000s, she kind of steps away from the spotlight, and she opens a restaurant called Chateau 7 right in Kingston, Jamaica. And that's really where she starts to develop a spiritual vibe. And she has a restaurant. It's all based around, like, her spiritual feelings and stuff. She's talked a few times about coming back and doing some stuff, but really she hasn't done it yet. And other than, you know, maybe played some local stuff or whatever, but she hasn't gone international from what I understand. So Queen of the Pack is really that big hit that was her breakthrough hit. But, you know, I'm waiting for her to come back. She says she hasn't found the right time yet, so we'll see. But this, again, I had to play this on my inaugural show that plays tomorrow night, midnight to 2 a.m., Cher is going to kill me here. So I'm going to play this for you guys. I hope you like it. I find it one of my favorite songs by Lady Patra, or just Patra.
Watch the sun, watch out. Anything now shock out, get washed out. Watch out the king, the boat, and the queen. I come out, Patra, they are spreaded carpet. One thing we have to tell on us, watch out. Adam Mercy. Adam Mercy. watch me now. It name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them want to give me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call a need to over me, man a fight. And that now one no time in a them life. Me no cut up, I can model every time. Absolute niceness, come with pair rhyme. First class dress code and your style a lick. The quality, my feet come back quick. Cause murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Truffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Yo, S me no spade, me no king, me no jack. Me a the queen and me run the pack. Shuffle up the deck and me come pan top. Say uno no se patcha and no dead stock. Anything test them off, we kick back. Rally back and me not answer back. Cause me run me wrote and me no take back me chat. Yeah. Shuffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Everything capacity and the vibes just a flow. The race is for the safe, no one move too slow. Can't beg no friend, me just a make my way. A serious time, me no come here be play. Man, I rush me body just like a hot bread. And over on a body, no man and dead. The queen, they are not so spread the red carpet. A long time, we not try a time, no fool, no quit. Cause, me down me road, and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Everything capacity and the vibes just a flow. The rest is for the safe, for no one move too slow. I beg no friend, me just a make my way. I see rust time, me no come here fee play. And I rush my body just like a hot bread. I never own nobody, no man and dead. The queen, they are not so spread the red carpet. A long time, we not try a time, no fool, no quit. Yeah. Murder me wrote, me no take back me chat. Truffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Yo, S me no spit, king me no jack. Yes, me a the queen, me run the pack. Shuffle up the deck and me come pan top. So uno no se patcha and no dead stock. Anything taste, I fi kick back. Rally back, me rally back and me not answer back. Cause me down me road and me no take back me chat. Yeah. Shuffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Everything copacetic and the vibes just a flow. The rest is for the safe, for no one move too slow. Damn big no friend, me just a make my way. I see bus time, me no come here be play. Man, I rush me body just like a hot bread. I never own nobody, no man and dead chop. Better me run time, me no take back me chat. Chop who the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them want to give me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call on me to over me, man, a fight. And that now one, no time in a them life. Me no cut up, I can model every time. Absolute niceness, come with pair rhyme. First class dress code and your style a lick. The quality me fling him, I feel come back quick. Cause murder me wrote, I may not take back me chat. Truffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. Flick it up, a patch a comp on top. Cause murder me wrote, I may not take back me chat. Truffle the deck, me a the queen in a the park.
So what'd you think?
I didn't like that either.
Yeah, well, man, you're not liking any of my songs today.
No, I don't know what pile of songs you were in, but it's not the pile that we listen to together in the car or
no,
anything.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, wait, you're getting ready for something that might be happening tomorrow night, and you haven't mentioned it yet, so were you listening?
Should I?
You should probably tell people that
you have
your own show starting tomorrow night, because I don't think you've said it in this segment yet.
Oh, man. So
I'm an arse, hey?
Yeah. That's pretty funny, I gotta be honest. So obviously in the last 30 days of I've been preparing for this show, I've been putting on a bunch of different songs and I've been playing them for people and letting them hear it. So this obviously, like I said, comes up in my must or my overplayed for
so
the
this
last.
This is your Terry After Dark music.
Yeah.
Not the Terry being lovely on a Sunday afternoon with his wife music.
No.
Huh,
so this
interesting.
Is, yeah. So this is literally just what's been, and again, these three, so there was, I think there was like 20 songs in my kind of catalog for my most played songs in September. And what I did is I tried to pick one from each kind of style of music that I have. And I thought that would be fun.
It is fun. They're just not my favorite style.
Yeah, and again, it's
okay. It works.
Yes, it does work.
We often don't agree, which is odd, given that we've been married so long. Somehow we work it out.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I take you to bad concerts that you don't like, and you take me to good concerts that I do like. Hmm. It works well.
Is that kind of like that time that I took you to a Five Diamond Resort in Mexico, and then you took me to the back of a factory in Ohio?
Yeah, exact same.
It's exactly. Yeah, yeah. That was some nonsense as well. Clearly, yeah. I'm that wife that brings things up 25 years later.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Karen was like 7 when that happened.
So that was a very long time ago.
It was literally 19 years ago.
I'm not over it.
No, apparently not.
Just for the record.
All right, so let's talk about tomorrow night and what we're doing over the weekend, because it is our weekend report. So let's start with that. So tomorrow night, obviously, we've got trivia. So we're into 5 rounds of trivia right now, and I'm really liking it. You're nodding your head no. You're not liking it as much as I am, but I am, and it really makes the night fly through. So we've got round 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then we're going to have an in-between round again, kind of what I'm calling 2.5, and we're doing that around the 8:30, quarter to 9 time. So, and I'm going to continue doing that because I'm enjoying it, and I think people like it. So it's going to be a speed round tomorrow night, and again, it's going to be a mix of everything. So it's going to be 10 seconds. Or less on that speed round, that 2.5 round. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a 60s, 70s, an 80s, a 90s, and a 2000s round. So I'm going to go back to regular rounds tomorrow night. Not going to do any, you know, it's not going to be songs about boats, songs about, you know, cars, anything.
It's decades.
It's decades. We're going back to decades for tomorrow night. I thought it'd be fun to do that. We haven't done that in a little bit. And then that 10-second round, I haven't decided if I'm going to play the original artist or going to do a cover.
Don't do covers.
All right.
Everyone wants to just hear the one they want to sing along to. That's the original. People like to sing along, and they like it easy.
All right. Well, let's...
That's feedback from your fans, and I sit with all your fans, so I know what they think.
All right. Well, then, okay. Let's do that then.
They also think that 10 o'clock is 10 o'clock, just so you know, because you say I'm going to do the 10 o'clock round at 10 and it's 10:20.
No, well, I sometimes get stuck talking to people.
No, you're not stuck. You're just talking.
Well, you know, it is how it is. All right, let's talk about the rest of the weekend. So Saturday, I've got a wedding. I've actually got a performer. So my wedding's got a performer. We're going to see how that goes. I got somebody coming out and doing a... I think they're doing lip syncing. I'm not sure if they're singing or not, but a dance routine for a few songs during dinner. So we'll see how that goes. And then Sunday, I've got church hurling.
Well, you may or may not play football because you've got a giant blister on yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see how that goes. And then Sunday, we're meant to close our trailer and wrap things up for the winter and then put all that stuff away, all our fun stuff away.
Yeah, the only other things that I'm doing different from that is I'm not attending the wedding with you. So Saturday morning, I'm going out with some clients to look at a couple more houses, and it's always fun because we're on the St. Lawrence, so my favorite things to look at are waterfront.
So are you doing boats this time? Are you going to islands? Or are you actually on mainland?
They're mainland. They're drivable off the Thousand Island Parkway.
Well, I'm not sad that I'm missing it then, because I do like when you have to rent a boat and have a boat driver and take us around. It is a lot of fun for sure.
That is fun. And then actually, Saturday afternoon, I'm going to the Selby Theater.
All right.
See our friend Joanne.
Oh, yes. She said she's been involved in this performance for the last few weeks, right?
Yeah. So Joanne, who is a friend of mine, and she also is a trivia player. So she is the Brit and the Canuck.
She is one of the Brit and the Canucks.
She is performing at the Selby Theater this weekend. And I apologize. I forget the name of the play. But I am going with my friend Cheryl at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon to support our other friend Joanne. And so that's going to be lots of fun. And I also always love local theater. We're always talking about Thousand Island Playhouse. And so I am excited to see the Selby Theater.
Nice. Where's Selby Theater? Just in case anybody wants to know.
Selby.
And don't say Selby.
Just north of Napanee.
Oh, okay. So all right.
Just north of Napanee, a little community theater.
I was going to say, is it like schoolhouse theater, like in a
community
house? Yeah, okay, cool. All right.
And then afterwards, I'm sure Cheryl and I will go get a drink and an appetizer. And then I will go home and wait
for
you to come
home. Just not at Milestones.
Home.
We've done Milestones so much.
No, I'm going to be in Napanee. I'm not driving to Milestones.
Oh, so you can do the one on the water there.
Yeah, we can do the waterfront pub.
Yeah, there you go.
It's very good. And that's it. Then it'll be Monday again, and we'll be back to doing the rest of our regular nonsense.
So, but Friday night, guys, so don't forget, Friday night, Wild Wings, 7 to 11. I'm there. And then
What should they do at midnight?
They should tune in to CFRC 101.9 and listen to me from midnight to 2 a.m.
All right, let's listen to me do. For a little while.
All right, what do you got coming up?
I'm not full of self-promotion today.
No, I know.
I could be.
Yeah, but you've got this great song, and you've got a cover of it, and I think it's amazing.
I do. You're impressed with this one,
aren't you? I am. I was really impressed. I was like, hang on, this is not who I thought it was. So I'm really impressed. So are we going to just play it and then talk about it?
No, I want to talk about it.
All right, well, let's talk about it.
Okay, so I've been listening to a lot of Ronan Keating this year. I rediscovered my love for him this year, so he came up as one of my top played artists for the month.
Uh-huh.
And I absolutely love this song, so we're going to play Forever and Ever Amen, which is an original written by Randy Travis. And I'm playing his collaboration, so Ronan Keating and Shania Twain sing it together. It's a beautiful duet, and we get CanCon points if I play Shania Twain.
So
it's a little strategic.
Yeah, but the interesting thing, and I'm sure everybody knows, Ronan Keating was one of the founding members of Boyzone as well, right?
Yes.
And who else was in Boyzone that we love?
Robbie Williams.
You got it. So.
Actually, all kind of started in January when we saw the Robbie Williams movie.
Yeah.
And then we went down the rabbit hole of discovering Boyzone again and then rediscovering Ronan Keating. This is where all this came from, was way back in January when we saw that Robbie Williams movie. And so I've been loving on it all year round.
So what's funny is, and just kind of ties in, today I was cleaning up my office and I found a CD book. And inside the book, I thought, oh my gosh, what's going on in here? So I started looking through it, found old music. I actually found the Ronan Keating Boyzone CD.
Oh, I love that CD. I used to listen to it in the car.
I know. I found it in my office today. So
can I have it?
Yeah, of course you can have it.
Do I have a CD player in my car anymore?
I don't think so.
I think that's antiquated.
Yeah, it is antiquated, but I do have one in my car.
All right. Well, that's because you have old cars.
I do have old cars, but I enjoy my old cars.
I know. And we'll call them classic because it sounds better, but they're technically just old.
Oh, I'm a classic then.
Oh, you're definitely just old. So go ahead and play it.
All right.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. But you're not just time that I'm killing. Longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, oh, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love.
They say time takes its toll on a body, makes the young man's head turn to gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your head. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway.
They say time can play tricks on a memory, make people forget things they knew. Well, it's easy to see. Oh, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, well, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever.
Amen.
one of the nicest covers of that song ever.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I was really impressed. Wasn't expecting it at all.
I surprised you today that I had something new.
Yeah, that threw me for a loop. I got to be honest. When I was listening, I was like, I really didn't get it.
Well, remember sometimes we send each other songs during the week. And remember I sent you Ronan Keating as well, doing The Streets Have No Name?
Yeah. I mean, what a great version of that by you two.
Absolutely. Well, by Ronan Keating. Well,
I know, but their U2 cover.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So, yeah, no, really, really good. So let's talk about my band next. And again, so different from Big Audio Dynamite, so different from Patra. We're going to talk about a band called Black Box.
Okay.
Black Box started in 1988. They were formed out of Italy. And again, it was another DJ that started this band. And again, kind of in the 80s, you've got a lot of people that are musicians and DJs and a lot of collaboration going on. And I find that still happening these days again. You know, like you've got the Beastie Boys, and you're going to hear some of that on my other show as well. So just throwing it in there that you're going to hear that. Yeah, Sherry's going to poke her eyes out and her ears. But anyway, their big kind of breakthrough song was called Right on Time, and it's one that we're going to feature today.
Okay.
And it's heavily sampled from a song called Love Sensation, and it was a massive hit. It was actually spent 6 weeks as number one in the UK charts, and it was basically a defining track of piano house and Italo house sound. So it's back when it was really like house music was really taken off in the late 80s, early 90s, just as the rave scene was kind of just picking up and you're getting into that new techno kind of, you're kind of going away from the synth music, so New Order, Depeche Mode, that's right. Kind of fading out and you're getting that dance club stuff. So these were kind of the bands, like Black Box was one of those defining bands that kind of changed it all. And people are going to hear this and they're going to go, oh my God, I know this. I mean, it's a blend of house beats, some piano, some gospel. You've got some soul in there and some really powerful female lyrics and vocals in this song. It's energetic. I think it's a pretty good song. I think it's better than good. And it was built for club music. Like it's really, you can feel the lift in the music as it goes along. Let's play it, and then we'll come back, and we can chat a little bit more about it if you want.
Hopefully I like this one.
Ah, you're going to love this one. It's, like I said, you're going to remember it. I hope you love it as much as I do.
Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up.
Oh.
Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up.
Oh.
And time won't take my love away. We'll be right back.
Did you like that one?
I did. And that did remind me of being in a bar probably in the late 80s, early 90s.
Come on. It reminded you being in Club Max or RPM?
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. Or the Zoo Bar.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Back when we were young and cool. Before we had children.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, this was their breakthrough hit right on time, and it's from 1989. Now, what I got to tell you is the lead singer for this band, her name was Karen Quinnell. She was a French model. She was the face of Black Box. It's kind of funny. She appears in all their videos and performances and on covers, but she actually was lip syncing for the first bit.
Really?
Yeah. So she actually didn't even perform many of the vocals on the early recordings. The actual recording artist, her name was Lolita Holloway, and they sampled her vocals in on the songs, on the albums and everything. And also, there was a lady named Martha Walsh, and she actually performed lead vocals on a number of their hits, but actually goes unaccredited for a while. And then it comes out kind of like Milli Vanilli, right? So back in the day, they were doing all this lip syncing and stuff, and it wasn't until the microphone dropped when they were performing live and the music kept playing.
Whoops.
I mean, there it is for sure. But, I mean, they had huge hits, right? So we've got Right on Time, I Don't Know Anybody Else, Everybody, Everybody. You've got to know that.
I thought I heard that actually in this song.
You do. You hear samples of that.
I was expecting it to break into that.
Yeah, and probably the biggest number one hit, I'm going to say, was Strike It Up.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, they had a couple of really cool albums. They had Dreamland, and that had most of their early hits on it. And then from there, they had Positive Vibration. And, again, you've got all these songs, like I said, that are sampled. She actually, just so you know, Marsha Walsh sued for proper credit on the vocals where she was unaccredited. And she actually won.
Okay, so, well, and she was singing, should get credit for it.
Yeah, and it caused a lot of problems for the band because, Katrin Quinnell for lip syncing, and caused a lot of issues for them misleading the presentation and videos and stuff, making it look like she was, doing their thing. So anyway, it kind of started off the Italo house scene and that whole house scene that kind of kicked off in the early 90s. So I don't know. I think that was pretty good. Again, we're going to flip to something completely different with you now, right?
It is definitely a mixed bag. So the last song that we're going to showcase is Jordan Davis, and we're going to play Next Thing You Know. This is a beautiful song, and I'm sure I've shared with everybody, I'm pretty sentimental this year. Our daughter's getting married, and it's a beautiful love story, her story, which is hers to tell. And we have a love story, but it's crazy because I was thinking about it this morning. Like, I know that it's actually 90 days today until her wedding.
Yeah, we're actually going to do a thing called 90 hard instead of 75 hard. Summary sent me a message saying, hey, we're going to do a workout thing together. And I was like, okay.
Okay,
and
then, so you can't eat until her wedding's New Year's Eve for the listeners. And so that means you can't eat and you have to exercise every day between now and New Year's Eve. I didn't sign up for it, just for the record.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any sort of 90-day hard or 90-day medium. I'm just going to try and take care of myself to make sure that the dress that I have purchased fits me.
Well, I went to do that whole suit thing yesterday, right? That Indocino thing.
Yeah, where you're going to get a custom-made suit.
So it's pretty slick. And the inner lining of my suit looks like outer space.
No, that's not what you're picking.
I know.
I was sending
images of what I wanted.
And we were saying,
and I was
like,
because of the show called Into the Darkness, I was like, this jacket would be really cool. And then you go, really? You're going to wear a tux to your recording in the at the studio at midnight by yourself? And I'm like, maybe.
Okay, we're back here.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You're really good at making that about that. But we're back here talking about the song Next Thing You Know and why it's so sentimental.
All right.
So what I was thinking about the fact is, like, seriously, how did we go from, I remember being a young bride thinking, oh my goodness, I can't wait to have my wedding band, when I only had my engagement ring.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait to get my wedding band on my finger. And then, fast forward through 2 children being born and multiple houses and careers and moves and cars and vacations and all sorts of nonsense. And next thing you know, you're trying not to cry.
You're 28-year-old who's going to be 29.
Right. Next thing you know, it's 32 years later.
And it's crazy.
Here we are, and we're going to take our first baby down the aisle, or you're going to, and I'm going to hyperventilate. But it's, you know, this is a beautiful story, and this is literally how life goes, folks. You turn around and you don't mean to fall in love, and the next thing you do, you know, you are, and you're putting a ring on her finger and you're moving in and all these beautiful things that Jordan Davis sings about. And obviously people really relate to this song because it's been a massive hit and it's a huge wedding anthem this year.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've played it at tons of weddings.
I have. It is a really good song. And I mean, it was in my top 20, but I didn't put it on because I'd seen you already had it in there.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and play it, and then if there's time, we'll come back and share some.
I don't think there is. We're going to literally kick it off. And so anyway, guys, have a great weekend. We will see you around town. Maybe I'll see you at a wedding, see you at an open house. But if not, stay frosty. We'll see you next weekend.
That you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know. Weren't really trying, next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know. Next thing you know. Next thing you know. Get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know. Next thing.
Hello and welcome to The Corridor here on